It's time for Barreled Up by Bald Cap Sports. Here's your host, Jim Riley.
Who is going to win the 2024 World Series? The Yankees or the Dodgers? And what needs to happen in order for them to reach that ultimate goal? In this video, I'll dig into what each team needs to do, where they need to execute and be most precise to be the one holding up the trophy when it's all said and done. LA fans, New York fans, comment below. What do you believe must happen in order to win the World Series? Who needs to step up? Who needs to go off? Leave your thoughts in the comment section. Let's begin with the New York Yankees. The Yankees win the World Series if Cole and Rodon become the new Schilling and Johnson. All those years ago, Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling led the Arizona Diamondbacks to a World Series championship, and it has almost become mythical. It is a legendary performance by two all-time greats. Now, Carlos Rodon has not established himself as an all-time great, but this will be an opportunity for Rodon and Cole to step up and lead the way against the Dodgers lineup that seems to be unstoppable. These two need to dominate. If we go deep in this series, you got four starts lined up. Cole's going to take game one. They haven't announced game two, but I got to think it'll be Carlos Rodon after two strong showings in the ALCS. So you would have Cole in one, Rodon in two. Then you would swing back. Five and six would be Cole and Rodon again. And if you go to six and you can get all four, you're hoisting the trophy at the end of this thing. Those two could be big. And if you don't get all four, you got to get at least three of them and find another win somewhere else. Maybe it's Schmidt. Maybe it's Heal. Maybe it's a bullpen effort. Something. But these two could be key. Also, Judge. Judge has got to get going. 5-for-31 in the postseason. 3-for-18 in the ALCS. But two of those three hits were home runs. But he struck out eight times. Yes. They beat Cleveland without him being Aaron Judge. And Cleveland has a great bullpen. So does LA. He's not going to be able to go 3-for-18 with eight strikeouts in the World Series and the Yankees win this thing. They need him to step up. They could also use Stanton to keep doing what he's been doing. Keep mashing that power threat. Adding a third monster to that lineup that can go off and go deep at any moment. Stan's a very up and down guy. You can see him crush four home runs in a five-game series, and you could also see him strike out 10 times in a five-game series. You've got to get the guy that's hitting the home runs. Keep that up. That really adds a lot of danger to that Yankee lineup. Now, let's be sure we give this Yankee team some credit for what they just went through. In Cleveland and in Kansas City, two of the best bullpens in all of baseball reside. And the Yankees got past them. Now they get the Dodgers bullpen. Another one. Coming into the postseason was not as respected, but they have certainly earned that respect with how they've pitched in October. But this Yankee team is going to have to score more runs. In nine postseason games, they have scored north of six only one time, whereas the Dodgers have gone past six runs five times in 11 games. They're not going to be able to win enough games if they don't push past six runs. You also have to beat that Dodgers bullpen. Specifically, the Yankees bullpen needs to beat the Dodgers bullpen. Tim Hill needs to become the Ohtani whisperer. Tommy Canley needs to stop walking batters. Six walks over seven innings. Someone needs to step up. I like Weaver, but Holmes scares me. Cousins, Mizza, and Leiter have been used sparingly in the postseason. So there's really only one or two guys that I trust to get the job done with no questions. That's not going to work. That needs to double. I'm sorry, Yankee fans, you don't want to hear this right now, but one or two guys that I trust to get the job done, that sounds like the Mets bullpen. And that did not work against these Dodger bats. You've got to have somebody step up. Somebody needs to find it and go into lockdown mode. That isn't really doing it right now. Let's go to the Dodgers side of things. The Dodgers win the World Series if, well, just keep doing what you're doing. We talked about the runs during the Yankee portion. In the 11 games of this postseason, five times they have pushed past six runs, whereas the Yankees in their nine games have only done that one time. So if you keep scoring it up and your bullpen does their thing, the Yankees won't be able to keep up. So keep scoring runs. Keep going. Get a good showing from Buehler, Yamamoto, and Flaherty. New York has the advantage in starting pitching. Try to shrink that. Get another four or five no runs or one run effort from Walker Buehler. Get Yamamoto to find that, find it being what he brought to that San Diego start. There's a lot of opportunity here to shrink some of the advantage in an area where the Yankees have it clearly. You can't let the Yankees, additionally, referring to starting pitching, you can't let the Yankees win both of the Gerrit Cole starts. Can't happen. It's one of their keys to victory, is Cole and Rodon dominating and getting their wins. Against Gerrit Cole, if he gets one of the two, you'll be okay. But if Gerrit Cole wins both of his starts, that smells like trouble. Now, his bullpen is deep and filled with guys that I trust right now. So as long as that holds, you're in good shape. But if there's another injury or someone loses their feel for it and struggles, that could be an issue because it throws off the collective. So the bullpen needs to remain status quo. Keep going. The bullpen is a clear advantage. And you also want to be dangerous, 1-9. To do that, you're going to need Will Smith and Teoscar Hernandez to step up. They both look like maybe it was coming around at the end of the NLCS. You're going to need confirmation on that. You're going to need those two to step up because 1-9 is how you need to go if you're the Dodgers against this Yankee team. And more to that, get the bottom of the lineup on base for Ohtani and Mookie Betts so they can do damage. We don't want Ohtani leading off an inning. We want Ohtani coming up with one or two runners on, creating stress, creating high leverage situations in the third inning because, Ohtani's on and Rojas and Lux are on base. So you've got to, if you are the Dodgers, turn the lineup over. Get the bottom guys on for the top guys because the top guys are two of the best in Major League history. Now, do you need Freddie to be Freddie? 3-0 in the postseason without him, but that doesn't seem like a sustainable thing. I think you want him out there every game in this World Series. Hopefully, this time off does wonders for his ankle and it can hold up. Freddie could be a huge X factor here because of the injury and because of missed games, has not really had a major impact in the postseason so far, and the Dodgers have been really successful for it. This is actually an area, if we're thinking about areas the Dodgers can unlock or new levels they can go to that we haven't seen yet, one level is a team with a red-hot Freddie Freeman. Could that pop up in the World Series? Certainly could, as long as, again, that ankle holds up. That is how the Yankees, that is how the Dodgers can win the World Series in 2024. Make sure if you have not yet, everybody, hit that like because we are all done. Hit that like on the way out and stay close to the channel throughout the World Series. We will be live streaming after every game. Don't want you to miss it. So make sure to subscribe and turn those notifications on. I'm out of here, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for watching my video. And as always, if it's low, let it go. And if it's high, let it fly. I'll catch you next time.